Call the Dead Again by Anne Granger. Read by Bill Wallace. Epitaph in a Cornish churchyard, 1820. O cruel death, what havoc hast thou made! Lo, in the dust his mortal body laid, his soul with every good to heaven is called, though to its native dust the body fall. His friends in grief survived us all in vain. No sighs nor tears can call the dead again. Chapter 1. I want to go to Bamford tonight. Is anyone going that way? The voice was well articulated and carried a faintly imperious note. The men clustered around the grimy mobile snack bar turned their heads as one. Even Wally, owner and chef, was intrigued. He placed both palms on the chain-suspended, greasy counter projecting from the side of the vehicle, and leaned across to see who'd spoken. With the shift of his not inconsiderable weight, the little white van quivered, and there was an echoing jingle among its contents. A pyramid of packeted snacks slid apart and spread blue, red, and green messages across the counter. Cheese and onion flavour, barbecue beef, chicken tikka. One fell over the edge to the ground. A customer, at whose feet it landed, picked it up and stuck it in the pocket of his leather blouson jacket. Wally was never so distracted that he missed something like that. He rolled a bloodshot eye, and the customer hastily fumbled for loose change and dropped a jumble of coins on the counter. Immediately, he returned his gaze to the speaker. The isolated lay-by was cluttered with parked trucks. Wally's was a regular revictualling stop for the long-distance lorry drivers. He dispensed hot drinks, burned sausages, wedges...